everyone, and welcome back to the 1 Minute Writing Tip podcast. I am so excited for today's interview. I have an author guest on who is also the founder of HiddenGemsBooks.com. I'm talking to Craig Touch, who is also one who has formerly been an author, not at the moment, but he has written many books. So through HiddenGemsBooks.com, this is a website that has many author services, including ARC reviews, beta reads, blurb writing, and a whole bunch of other services and tools that are extremely beneficial and helpful for aspiring authors and authors alike. They even have a weekly author blog and a podcast of their own called Fully Booked, which is designed to provide valuable content to the writing community. And for those authors that do need some more in-depth and specific help, Craig holds one-on-one consult calls as needed so that he can help you along with your self-publishing journey. So Craig, thank you so much for joining me. I'm excited to have you.
Thanks, Caitlin. I'm excited to be here. It's always fun to be on someone else's podcast other than my own.
Yeah, I understand what you mean there for sure. So will you just get us started off by sharing a little bit about your background and how you started HiddenGemsBooks.com?
Sure. I think it was 2013 when, you know, self-publishing was sort of just getting really going at that point. I was working in a big Fortune, I don't even know at this point, 100 company, I don't know, as a product manager. And I wasn't loving it. I was in dev first, then product management. But writing was always sort of a passion, just not something that I had pursued. And so, you know, I saw the self-publishing stuff sort of going on. So I started, you know, in my spare time writing a little bit and putting it out there, and it was doing okay. So, you know, I sort of like, you know, did the math and said, okay, you know, like I can't spend that much time doing this, but I'm making, you know, this amount of money in the time that I have. If I was to do it full time, I could probably, you know, make at least what I'm making as, you know, at my job. And so, you know, I decided to give it a try. I was lucky enough to be in a place that allowed me to take a leave of absence. So it wasn't as much of a risk as it could have been if I just like quit. You know, I had a family, you know, to support and everything. But yeah, I was able to take a leave of absence. I went off, and within 3 months, I was making, you know, more than I was at my job. So, you know, I just never went back. And then I did that for a couple of years, and it went really well. And I was part of a bunch of online sort of author groups where everybody was sort of helping each other. And so I was very involved in the community. And I realized a bunch of pain points for me were sort of the same for everyone else. Like, and one of the biggest ones being, you know, getting ARC reviews. So what I did at the time was I sort of used my knowledge of development and product design. And I sort of put together a little tool that at first was really just to help me automate the process of doing ARC reviews and just take out a lot of the work that was involved. Because there's still a lot of work involved in, you know, sending it out and getting the readers and following up and getting the reviews. And there's a whole bunch of steps and a whole bunch of processes. So, you know, I made it a little easier for myself, and then was talking to other authors about it. And, you know, they wanted some help with theirs. So I ended up sort of branching it out and letting other people use my tool as well, but sort of like through me. And then I realized that that can be sort of like, you know, a service that helps authors. And so I started doing that sort of in my spare time, sort of the way that writing was in my spare time, and sort of like how writing became my full-time thing. Then that just became my full-time thing, because then I eventually just didn't have time to write anymore because I was doing all of this ARC stuff, and that became sort of like a full-time job. And then it just sort of morphed from there. That was back in, I think, 2015 when I started Hidden Gems. And then it's just sort of morphed into a bigger author services company since then.
Wow. Yeah. It sounds like such a journey. And you touched on something that's so important, which I think a lot of people don't realize the impact of, which is being immersed in a writing community, especially one that is active and supportive and, you know, helps each other and gets feedback. So it sounds like that was a key element in you being able to really pursue this the way that you have.
Absolutely. I've talked about that in sort of our blog and in our podcast as well, that I always attribute the fact that I had that community to my success as an author and my success in starting Hidden Gems. Without that community, I probably wouldn't have even quit my job. I don't think that I would have had the confidence. I wouldn't have had the knowledge. We were all sharing. Like back then, everything was very, very new. And, you know, to really be successful, you had to be trying things. You had to be hearing what other people were trying. And this was a group that, you know, it was sort of a private group. But like we took people in, but it wasn't like an open public forum. So, you know, we were able to share at a level that, you know, in a lot of public forums, people aren't always willing to share, you know, some of their numbers or some of their experiences that they're worried that other people might take issue with or you know, not necessarily copy because we were helping each other. But like, you know, sometimes you end up with people sort of sabotaging or doing stuff, you know, and, you know, it was a safer space. So even though it was a fairly large community, it was, you know, it wasn't completely out there. So without that community, though, I don't think that I would have probably even taken the step to leave the job and do it full time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you even just said something that was so key right there, too, is that it's important to have the right community because, you know, sometimes people get into a writing community. And there's so many communities nowadays with like Facebook and LinkedIn and Goodreads. That it's hard to find the right community. And so getting plugged into the right one is so critical. And I think that that's also a huge benefit that you guys have created through the Hidden Gems book website is that it does provide a way for people to kind of have that without having to do as much of the legwork of hunting around and trial and error and trying to figure out, okay, is this one a good one or not, you know?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that, you know, we are missing is sort of a two-way community. Like right now, I call it a community of authors, and it is, but it's a sort of a one-way street where I'm always providing, you know, the blogs or the podcast content. There's no, we don't have like a forum, an open forum sort of aspect of it. And, you know, I've often thought about doing that. It's just an issue of time and the ability to, you kind of have to moderate it and you have to like be very involved in it. And it takes a lot of time. So I've never really built that in. It's just sort of something that it's like, you know, I hear it stuff comes into me from, you know, through email from the authors. And that's what I usually base a lot of our content on. But like, you know, there's no direct communication between the authors to each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think maybe one day it's tough. There are a lot, like you said, there's a lot of them already. So it's not a huge concern. Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I will say too, that I think there's a benefit to that type of thing where it's kind of the one-way street too, because, you know, there are the ones that have that two-way street and the more of the communication, but at the same time, there's a lot of aspects to having hiddengemsbooks.com where you have the services and you have the opportunities and you really built a type of community where there's still immense support for authors to achieve their goals and to actually get results. Because, and I can attest to this personally, having used some of those services, that, you know, for example, if you're doing a book launch and you're struggling to get some reviews, you know, if you do something with hiddengemsbooks.com, the ARC reviews, you're pretty much guaranteed to at least get some, you know, a few. And that's so beneficial for up and coming authors and just starting out in your author journey to be able to have access to something that, you know, there are at least a small group of people that are interested and will help you and support you through that process, you know, even if it's not a two-way street, which is great. So I want to ask you, whenever people are thinking about, you know, Hidden Gems books and interacting with some of the things that you're doing, like the blog or the podcast, what can they really expect by, you know, partnering with hiddengemsbooks.com? And, you know, what should they really hone in on first if they're coming to the website for the first time?
Well, I mean, you know, there's every author is sort of at a different stage in their journey. You know, it could be your first book and you have no clue what you're doing, or you could be, you know, a bestseller. You know, we have both sides of the coin for a lot of our authors. But, you know, one of the things that we have is a lot of content in the blog and the podcast for new authors to sort of look at and read and learn how to do things like marketing their book and putting together the right package. You know, it's not just, you could have the best book in the world, but if you have a terrible cover or a blurb that doesn't pull people in, or you don't know how to get the word out about your book, you know, nobody will discover it. You might have no readers, which is unfortunate because there's a lot of great books out there that, you know, no one will ever discover or they won't take a chance on. And, you know, we always hear like, don't judge a book by its cover, but people do it, right? People absolutely do it. It's the first thing that people see about your book and they make a snap judgment. Is that for me? You know, your book. And it's not just whether it looks professional. I mean, obviously it has to do that as well. But one of the big issues that I see is, you know, sometimes somebody will do a beautiful looking cover, but it's not right for their genre, for their subgenre. And so they're not getting the readers. And they're like, well, I don't understand. I spent all this money on this cover from a, you know, and sometimes they're not even using a cover designer. They're using like a graphic artist who doesn't understand cover design, right? So it looks beautiful, but it's not the type of book, it's not the type of cover that's going to attract the readers for your type of book. So that's one of the biggest first time issues that people have. And, you know, the blurb as well is like, once you see the cover and that pulls you in, then you read the blurb. And if the blurb isn't pulling you in, if it's not, again, if it's not the right kind of blurb for your genre or subgenre, and you can figure all that out by just looking at some of the top 100 lists on Amazon or the other sites and just, you know, look at whatever your genre and subgenre is, look at those top books and start drilling in. There's often a lot of commonality in the covers. And that doesn't mean that, you know, every cover looks the same, but they have elements that are the same. In thriller covers, it's often, you know, that action shot or a silhouette of somebody or, you know, with a city sometimes or whatever, like depending on the subgenre. With romance, you know, if it's contemporary romance, it's often like a man on the cover. If it's, you know, a romantic comedy, it's often a lot of times these days, it's an animated sort of cover, right? You know, or illustrated cover. So, you know, you have to sort of understand your audience and target your book towards that. And that's something that we have a lot of information on, but we also help authors one-on-one if they contact us, you know, we meet with them or whatever. And we have the services that we can do covers, we can do blurbs, we can help you with that. Another thing that people don't think of is their look inside, right? With Amazon, a lot of people, before they buy, they'll click look inside and they'll start reading a little bit about the book just to see, does that grab them, right? So if your first page, if your first paragraph is not grabbing somebody, they might just look and read it and go, it's not for me. Right. So it's like you really want to pay attention to a lot of that stuff before you even, you know, make your decision on or make your debut, because otherwise you fall flat and it's harder to recover from that than it is to just delay your release a little bit longer and come out of the gate strong. Right. So I like authors to sort of do their best to put together their package the right way. And not that you're hopeless if you ended up making some mistakes. You can certainly recover, but it's just easier if you sort of put your best foot forward right away.
Absolutely. And I can personally attest to that through trial and error, as you know, as well. And it's so true. And you drop so many little golden nuggets. And I love that through those different services, you guys actually do help authors get off in the right start and out the gate, you know, with the best possible outcome from the get-go, because it really does make such a difference. I know that there are authors who don't quite start out right, and it causes other readers that initially check them out and are like, I'll give this author a chance, to be like, well, I'll never check that author out again. Versus if you start out in the right way and readers are like, oh, I love this author, you know, and then they can't wait to pursue everything else that you have to write. So it really does make a big difference, you know, with right out the gate of how you start. And I love that you guys have that support for authors. So I want to ask you, especially for those aspiring authors, and this might be their first book, or they have had that negative experience in the past and they're kind of trying to turn over a new leaf, what would be your top 1 to 3 tips for them in, you know, in pursuing that goal and really, you know, either writing their first book or starting out with a new book in a new direction?
Well, I think that a lot of authors, they need to be realistic about their goals, and everybody has different goals. And that's perfectly fine. You know, not everyone's goal is to become a bestseller. There are, you know, one of the first things I ask somebody before we get on a consult call is to what are their writing goals? Is it that they want to quit their job and make all the money and that's it? Or is it they have a story to tell and they just want people to read it and then the money's not important? And those are two very different but equally valid goals, but they require sort of a different strategy, right? So I think that authors need to figure out what their goals are. I think they need to be realistic about their expectations in terms of their genre and subgenre. You know, if you're writing something for a contemporary romance, let's say, the audience is huge. You could sell a lot of copies. If you're writing a biography about your grandfather and the hard life he had or whatever, you're going to get some readers, sure, but you're not going to get contemporary romance level readers, right? You're just not. Like, you have to be realistic about it, right? And then you need to understand whether your book is well written and will work for people. And the best way to do that is beta readers. You know, you have to, a lot of authors will publish their book and then they'll start getting some bad reviews and they'll take it really personally and they'll say, oh, you know, they don't understand my book or they don't like this, even though really, you know, they'll get defensive about it and everything. You have to have a thick skin. If you're putting your book out there for review, you're going to have to understand that not everybody loves everything, right? The best books in the world still get one-star reviews, right? But, you know, you can still, and that doesn't mean that it's a bad book. It just didn't hit it for that author or for that reader. And so a lot of times, you know, you'll see people put out their books and they'll get upset about their negative reviews and they'll totally discount everything that they're saying. But, and sometimes, sure, you can discount things if they're troll kind of things, you know, that they're writing in their reviews. There are lots of things you can ignore, but there's a lot of things that you can't. If everybody is sort of saying the same criticism about the book, you know, the characters are flat or whatever, then it's something you really need to look at, right? And that's the best time to figure that out is before you publish the book. And you do that through beta readers, through, you know, and getting your mom, your best friend to read your book is not a good idea, right? They're not going to give you honest feedback that you need. And you need honest feedback and you need to take it to heart and you need to consider what they say and be willing to act on it if it is something that needs to be acted on. And figuring that out sometimes is tough. But if you get a number of beta readers, I wouldn't really go with just one, because sure, you could get the one that just, it didn't hit, it was a great book, but it just didn't hit it with that author, right? But with that reader. But you know, if you get a few, you're going to see those, again, you're going to see those commonalities. And then you can be like, okay, I need to improve these things. And you do that before you publish the book, so that, again, you put your best foot forward once you actually go and publish.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some excellent points. And like you said, it's so important to know where you're going and kind of your goal and your destination before you really get too deep into the weeds. Because like you said, you know, having the right expectations will really help you in, for aspiring authors, especially writing the first book, to approach it the right way, you know, and approach the writing the right way and make sure that they have the right foundation and that the writing itself is going to be what the readers want. And that it's, you know, it's well crafted and it's going to really, like you said, you know, hit the right points. So I want to ask you too, as we're talking about these different things, I know you guys offer beta readers for aspiring authors and for new authors and also for seasoned authors. So are there any upcoming new services that you'd like to share about, or is it pretty much like what's on the site is what they're going to get?
I mean, we're always working on new things. Right now, you know, our review service is just Amazon reviews. We are looking at expanding that out to all the other review sites, you know, Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, Google, Apple, all that stuff. So that's coming, you know, fairly soon for authors that want it. I mean, if you just want Amazon reviews, then that's fine too. But a lot of authors have gone wide these days and they want to get reviews everywhere. And then, you know, we are looking, we're always sort of like talking with the community. And a lot of times we have discussions. Last week I did a podcast with an author and she was talking about something and I was thinking to myself, hey, you know, that would be a good service, but it's, you know, something that's kind of way out there and I don't want to tip my hat too much. There's already a lot of people that have copied our ARC service and other services have come out since we started, which is fine, you know, competition. But you know, some of that stuff takes a while to sort of validate. I like to always, you know, test things out a lot. I sometimes will run a service almost manually first to understand all the points. And I'll do it usually when I do that, I'll do it for free. Like, so like the beta reader service, what I did was I, before we launched it, I, you know, just got a bunch of volunteer authors that wanted to do a beta reader service. And I pulled some of the ARC reviewers that we had that leave really sort of detailed ARCs or reviews. And I sort of asked them if they want to be part of it. And so, and then I sort of like just got people to send me the books and I sent that out and I figured out how to do it. And, you know, it took a couple years, actually, I think, before I actually made it into a service where I was just sort of doing this over and over again for authors just for free, figuring out how it all worked. And then it eventually became a service. So, you know, it's sort of a long process sometimes to get new stuff out the door. But the review stuff for the non-Amazon sites is what's coming up sort of soonest.
Wow, that sounds super exciting. And I definitely can't wait to hear more about this new secret one that's going to be coming out. And I understand what you mean too on, you know, want to make sure that you do things right. And I love that you really validate things first before you just, you know, put it out there and see how it works. I think that's so valuable. And I think that that is reflected in what you guys have already built with the Hidden Gems Books website and community and everything already. Because, I mean, I'm someone who I like to test things out too before I give it to my audience. And so I've tested a lot of different services and book promotion sites and all that kind of stuff. And the fact of the matter is there are limited ones that actually get you the results that you want. And so while there is lots of competition and people trying to, you know, sell these different things, what you really want to know is which ones are going to get me the results I want. And I love that Hidden Gems Books delivers. You know, you can expect this. Like, I know that if I work with Hidden Gems Books, I'm going to get the results that I need. And I know that the people that are involved, and you, you know, as the leader of the founder of the company, and then also the other people that are involved, that they care. You know, it's genuine. It's not just, oh, you know, we're just wanting to say this for whatever reason, right? So it's important to also count that in whenever you're advertising yourself, because it's like, hey, I'm backed up by results here. So, you know, that's super critical and important. So how can authors learn more about you and HiddenGemsBooks.com and ultimately connect with you guys further?
Well, you know, they can just come to the website, HiddenGemsBooks.com, and if you click on the author services link at the top right, you'll be able to see all the author services stuff. There's a couple of services that are involved enough that they require like an FAQ of information. So there's links to that as well, but they can always send me an email as well at contact@HiddenGemsBooks.com. And I'm pretty good with getting back in my email. That's pretty much what I do all day is spend my time in my email. But, you know, and they can talk to us that way, or they can, you know, listen to our podcasts or read the blogs. And we're always open for suggestions on any of that stuff. And for any questions people have, happy to help them.
Awesome. So for all my listeners, if you want to work with Craig and get some of those services from HiddenGemsBooks.com to help you along with your self-publishing journey, I highly, highly recommend doing so. I will include all the details in the description for you guys. And Craig, thank you so much again for joining me on the podcast and sharing with me about HiddenGemsBooks.com. It was really great to have you.
My pleasure, Caitlin. Thanks so much for having me as well.
Awesome. And for all my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please do leave a review wherever you're listening from, and I will see you guys on the next one.